Wheaton's got two backs hovering around him. He takes a knee. The clock winds down, and the Browns are 3-2 after starting out 0-2. They've won three in a row. Final score here from First Energy Stadium. The Browns 37 and Buffalo 24.
The first place Cleveland Browns. Just keep saying it. Why not? It's true right now. 3-2 atop the AFC North. I love it. Nathan Zagura here wrapping up another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40 on ESPN 850 WKNR. We're going to bring in our great producer, Dino Dave Natale, to take a look at some tweetage at the Browns underscore Daily Twitter handle.
Yeah. We had, I think, a record number of barks from the pound as far as Twitter went today. So, yeah, a lot of passion out there. Just first things first for you, Nathan, both Mike Hefner and also James Johnson. Love Macho Man. Great character, Nathan. Powerful show today.
Good. Ooh, yeah, Macho Man likes being a part of a victory celebration. Yes, I do. Yeah, gotta love the match.
Oh, yeah. Now, people have suggestions for quarterbacks or possible quarterbacks for the Browns.
All right, let's get them.
Well, Dan Parvu, no surprise, Tebow.
Not happening. I don't see that. That's not happening. No.
Thank goodness.
Come on.
No.
Maybe in Jacksonville. Yeah. But they're not even interested.
They can't even get people, except when they have free beer, they can't get people excited about that team. They don't want Tebow.
That's right.
Trent S. Thompson, Freeman or not, do the Browns need to pick up another QB?
They don't. If it just depends on how they truly feel about Jason Campbell. And I think we will learn a lot about what they think of Jason Campbell based on whether or not they do add another quarterback. Because you can have two quarterbacks. You don't need to carry three quarterbacks. So if they feel like Campbell can be that guy, they probably will go with just the two. If they feel like he maybe can't be the guy to back up Brandon Whedon, and you have to wonder if they do feel that way, since Brian Hoyer technically did go from third string to first string immediately, maybe they will bring in another quarterback.
Now, how about this, though, Nathan, from Dennis Means, at Dynamite Denny, great Twitter handle, suggestion. In the shotgun, Whedon must set up 2 yards deeper than he does now. It'll provide 1 second more and help the O-line. You buy that?
It just depends on how everything is based, because everything's so precision-based. The point that the quarterback's supposed to hit for his release point of the football, the depth of the route. So if they thought that would help, I'm sure they would do that. But I would imagine he's exactly where he's supposed to be for Norv Turner's shotgun and the way that Norv wants to do things with his offense, with the timing, etc. Brandon Whedon, they need to just either help him with simplified routes, but that's not the ultimate answer, because eventually that can be taken away. They need to find a way to get inside of his head, and Brandon needs to do this from watching his tape and getting his reps, which he will get again this week. He didn't get last week. And just work on being decisive, hitting that foot and getting the ball out. And this is something, Dino, you remember we were talking about back in training camp. When he can hit the ball, when he can hit his back foot and get the ball out, he is an extremely accurate and incredibly efficient and effective quarterback. It's when he holds on to it too long that bad things happen. But he still throws one of the best deep outs in the NFL. And you know, they just got to figure out a way to get him in a position where he can get through his progressions more quickly and deliver the football more effectively.
And last word from at TY36. When Whedon didn't have Gordon, teams stacked the box. With Gordon, it opens everything up. I see a great game next week.
I agree. It's going to be a great test. It's going to be a great game. Whedon's going to get what I'm sure he wanted. That's the opportunity to show what he can do with a game plan built around his strengths. With Josh Gordon in the lineup, he's going to get that chance against the Detroit Lions. And ironically, it was the Lions in week two of the preseason that he lit up and everybody started to say, hey, wait a second, we're on to something here in Cleveland. So hopefully he can keep it going. Thanks to Terry Pluto for stopping by. Thanks to Gerard Cherry, who you can catch next on Huli and Gerard here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Thanks to Dino for the notorious VIC Vic Carucci. This is Nathan Zagura saying, savor this weekend, Browns fans. 3 wins in a row, 3-2, your first place Cleveland Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Have a great weekend. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.